Welcome back here with David Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. You know, we're seeing a lot of migration into our city, Faisal, and when people migrate here, they got to buy houses.
Yeah.
And so what's going on in that market and what are we seeing from a migration perspective? These rents are, you know, the vacancies are low. What's the inventory look like? Lots of questions. What will that ultimately do to prices
of
houses?
You're getting agents coming to your house saying, I've got a buyer to buy your house.
Yeah, well,
I'm getting
the same thing, yeah.
You know, what I find interesting right now also, this is an impact to some people's retirement.
Yep.
And why would people moving to Calgary impact a Calgarian's retirement? Well, they want to support their family members.
Right.
And they're because it's harder to find a home, or more pricier, they actually are helping their adult children by taking money out of their savings to help them. So there is some impact that ripples through more than just seeing their adult children struggle to find a home.
Yeah.
They're also paying for some of that as well.
Well, and people are also coming to Calgary to retire.
Yeah. Right?
Taking money out of properties in more expensive cities, buying here, and using that to fund their retirement.
And so if you're from British Columbia, you know there's more of a beautiful place than BC. It's Calgary, Alberta. And if you're from Ontario, why the heck would you want to live in Ontario? Just come to Calgary.
That's
how about
right.
That?
So we've got a terrific guest to help us understand this market, Nadine Foll, who's a real estate agent. But she specializes in people that are relocating to Calgary. Nadine, thanks for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so you've chosen a specialization to work with people relocating to Calgary. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing.
So what I'm seeing is like, so I do specialize in relocation, but of course I also do a lot of work with the French community. I'm originally from France. And what I'm seeing right now is kind of crazy. So people are relocating to Calgary. It's just like this big relocation started pretty much last year. And so the first thing that I started to notice was people from Vancouver and from Ontario calling me like crazy to buy properties in Calgary because of course our prices were so much cheaper than those two large cities that a lot of those people, it's like for $800,000, they could barely get an apartment in those two cities. So coming to Calgary, and when I say Calgary, I'm referring to Calgary and surrounding areas. Okay, so I'm referring to Calgary, Cochrane, Airdrie, Okotoks, Chestermere. That seems to be, it's like the four towns where people are looking. And so at the time for $800,000, they could buy something that was so much better than what they could ever afford in Vancouver or Toronto. So this is where it kind of started. Then from there, I saw a lot of investors. Suddenly, a lot of investors from same thing, Toronto and Vancouver, calling me and starting to buy apartments like crazy. Like some of them would buy two apartments in a week.
That is the reason why they were buying in Calgary, because the numbers were working. So that was the other group of people that were relocating to Calgary. And then I found out doing a lot of work through the French community that there is a lot of advertising that is done about moving to Alberta in Quebec, but also actually in France, like in Europe. They're advertising Alberta like crazy. So all those people, it's like, you know, are calling me because they want to buy in Calgary because that seems to be the promised land. It's like, so Calgary has become like the gold rush. It's like everybody is coming here. And now what we're seeing, of course, it's supply and demand. And we just don't have enough product to accommodate all the people relocating to Calgary.
Nadine, I just want to ask a question about the buyer. So let's go through an example that Dave and I experienced. When we're getting people approaching us wanting to buy our own homes. Now, we're not in the market to sell, but we're still getting people that are approaching us. And the question we always ask, of course, because of our background in the investment world, is how much of a premium are you prepared to pay above, let's call it market rate right now, considering there's so little supply? Is there a lot of people prepared to pay above a premium? And let me give you the example as well of what I'm talking about. In Toronto and in Vancouver, when things were going crazy there, people were paying 20-30% above asking. What kind of premium are we expecting or are we seeing in Calgary? And is it coming from Canadians or is it coming from the international community that's paying that premium?
What's happening is, and I don't have, like, I haven't worked out the percentage, okay? But I'm going to give you some example. So on Saturday, it's just like I did an open house. So I put this property on the market on Friday, okay? I did an open house on Saturday. Before I even opened the door, I already had 9 offers. And then at the end of the day on Saturday, I ended up by having 11 offers, and this home sold for $80,000 above asking price. I've heard of another realtor. It's like where it was a house listed over $1 million, and those people went over $100,000 above asking price. So having competitive offers in Calgary right now is something that happens every day. I would say pretty much just like all the properties, especially the single family home that are coming on the market. I would say probably 90% of them is just like are getting competitive offers.
And that ask above or offer above list price, is that coming primarily in your experience from locals from Quebec or Ontario, BC, or is it international, like from Europe that are paying that above asking?
I would say it's just like, you know, a lot of the people would be from outside of Alberta. So again, I'm going to keep on referring to this example because it just happened, right? So my listing, the people that paid $80,000 above asking price actually were relocating from Arizona.
Nadine, what is your forecast, given that, and we know that the supply is low, and we've got migration coming here, internationally, domestic, so on and so forth. What does it look like? What does the market look like, you know, over the next 12, 24, 36 months, however far you're looking out?
Well, from the bottom of my heart, I really think it's like we're going to keep on seeing this craziness for at least another year or so. And the reason why I'm saying this is like I've been selling real estate for 33 years. And what I'm seeing right now is nothing compared to the other boom that we've had before. We've never had such a shortage of properties like we do right now. And when I talk to people relocating from Europe, remember that those people, when they buy in Canada, it's like they're purchase power is a lot higher because it's like they're coming with euros, right? So you're looking at people from Europe coming with euros. Well, yes, Calgary has gone up considerably, but it's like I know when my family come from France to visit me, they think they can buy anything because their euro is so high. It's just like and so that's the number one. The number two is just like, you know, I mean, pretty much the same thing with Americans, but people that are relocating from Toronto or from Vancouver, even though they still, we have the same currency, they feel like the same. And really, I don't think that the interests are, like, they can't keep on jacking up the interest. I really don't think it's going to slow down the market like they're hoping it's going to happen through the rest of Canada. The other thing that I find very interesting, and without going into politics, because that's certainly not my job, but I'm also finding that a lot of people from Quebec are relocating to Calgary. And this segment of the market, they're really not gaining anything coming to Calgary because real estate in Quebec is still lower or pretty much similar than it is in Alberta, but they're actually leaving for political reasons.
We have to leave it there, Nadine. Thank you so much. I do apologize. We have to go to a commercial break, but we want to definitely bring you back on and get an update. For all of you joining us, if we also have an updated seminar coming up on Tuesday, August 15th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn on retirement protection. You're seeing that values of property are going up. How's it going to impact you? We're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar, Tuesday, August 15th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. Make sure you register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
So are there ways to help dementia patients more accurately determining their driving capabilities? Let's talk about that after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.